Hey man, I'd like to welcome you all back again, man. This is your friend once again, Player Sway. Y'all already know, man. Welcome again to another edition of Real Spit Atlanta, man. I know you guys miss me, man, but I wasn't gone nowhere, man. I told you I was coming back. I hope everybody turned into last Saturday late night edition with Player Sway. Real kick, real spit, you know what I'm talking about. Once again, I hope everybody today has been blessed. The Most High has made the day prosperous for you. It's been a great day. Sun has risen. Now it has fallen. Now we're ready to go in for another one. Understand me? Hey, check this out here, man. In news, Atlanta news today. Let's see what's going on in the world of Atlanta. ATL. You ain't get what I'm talking about. Massive fire destroys Buckhead apartment. This place is about 150 people right here. So, you know, it happened about Wednesday afternoon. This afternoon, a four-story Buckhead apartment building over there by Lindbergh Station, Lindbergh Water Station, about 12:30 today. So, you know, 150 people are displaced right now. They have nowhere to go. So, prayers and hopes and wishes go out to all those people. Let's see what's going on else. Atlanta mayor earns prime political real estate at DNC on Thursday. You know what I'm saying? Keisha Lance Bottom. Prime time speaking slot at Thursday's Democratic National Convention caps off the mayor's explosive rise into national politics. That's what I'm saying. Go ahead, Keisha. Doug High. You know what I mean? That's how we go. Almighty Astros out there. Stay going to the sky, man. You know what I mean? Out of this universe. Get what I'm saying? Never in the world. Understand me. What else going on here in Atlanta? Two hours ago, let me correct that. Fulton County tax notices will be late because Atlanta delays setting mileage rates. The mileage rates. You know what I mean? Atlanta have delays on setting the mileage rates. So tax notices will be delayed. You know what I mean? That's everybody in the city of Atlanta. What's going on here? What's going on? Atlanta woman goes viral about quarantine snacking. Hey, man. Heavyweight. You better stop all that snacking, man. You understand me, man? 3-year-old injured by debris after accidental shooting. You know what I mean? Accident shooting gun in Atlanta. The 3-year-old injured herself by accidentally shooting a gun on Thursday afternoon. The incident took place about 2:30 p.m. over there off Cushman Circle in Southwest Atlanta. You know what I mean? A little 3-year-old baby shot herself. So, you know, praise God, little mama. Hope everything all right. Okay, Atlanta man was dropped off in Macon Fire Station with a gunshot wound. It happened on Tuesday. About 4 something in the evening. Atlanta man was dropped off at the Macon Bibb County Fire Station with gunshot wounds on Monday night. Okay. Mr. Jackson, 29, walked up to the fire station with a gunshot wound to his right side after a friend dropped him off nearby. Bibb County Sheriff David Davis said deputies responded to the fire station shortly after 10 p.m. where they found Jackson in critical condition. Jackson's friend left the area before deputies arrived. So, you know, ain't no telling what them boys had did. Probably did something wrong. Got popped out though. You had to get the hell on. You couldn't sit down. Alright. So that's late shit going on in Atlanta news today. I hope everybody like I say, it's being safe once again. Everybody is wearing their mask. Everybody is social distancing, washing their hands. Everything, man. I just hope everybody's being safe, man. Everybody's taking this pandemic for real, man. It's not phony. It's nothing that to be played with. taken lightly. I hope all college students slow down, think about what you're doing. It's not that serious. It will not be your last party. That will not be the last keg of beer you could be able to drink. It will not be the last time you see that chick you will be able to see again. Man, just come on, man. Think about it, bro. Think about the situations, man. You know what I'm saying? You do not have to put yourself in that type of situation. You're having a lot of college students, group of students are coming back positive with coronavirus, the COVID-19, at many different schools. I think Appalachia State just had one. They had a cluster of football players with the COVID-19, so they delayed their season. So all my college young adults, because you guys are not kids, you guys are young adults. You're out here in the real world handling responsibilities. You're out on your own. It is not that freaking fucking serious. Understand me. It is not. It will not be the last party you attend. It will not be the last keg of beer you drink. It will not be the last reefer blunt you smoke. Understand me. That will not be the last time you see that damn girl. And to you women, not last time you see them same nappy headed running their mouth homegirls that you call your best friends. They ain't using their common enough sense to tell you, hey, ain't enough time for us to even go out though. So think about who you are around. Think about those people who call your friend. Think about those who really understand life, who see the responsibility and the security and the seriousness of corona, the COVID-19. I need everybody to pay attention, man. This is not a game, please. Okay, so let's see here. What's else going on in the world today, man? Oh yeah, sports news today, man. Right now, you know, the NBA playoffs is going on. We got Boston and Philly playing. Looks like Boston is kicking Philly's ass right now, 87-68, man. 69. Oh, Philly just scored a point. Okay, then the free throw shot. Let's see, Boston's coming down the court. Hey, man. Oh, we're looking good. Nice pass there to Horford. Horford with a pass off. Now with a pick. Okay, pick and roll. Here we go. Oh, off and there. Shot three misses. Okay, rebound. Oh, out of bounds. Okay, then. Let's see what else is going on in the world, man. Oh shit. Okay then, man. IRS to dispute tax refund interest checks to taxpayers. Oh yeah, they distributing. Okay, let's see what you say. Tax refund interest checks to taxpayers who filed 2018 on time. Okay. $18, man, can you, these motherfuckers finna give you a check. So if you paid your taxes on time 2019, you get you some little gas money, or anybody put your little gas in the car, about $18 worth of gas. $18 to about 3.9 million taxpayers, according to the statement by the IRS. So hey man, you know, they can't give you a stimulus check, but they're gonna give you $18 for paying your taxes on time. You be paying taxes all year of shit that's already been paid for, and you gotta repay it again and pay it again and craziness. More hip hop news. That old snitch rat, whatever the boy name is, six beneath ground, whatever the nigga name is. This old lady, that old chicky here, that old pink head chick. Hey, man, talking about her body ain't fake. You know what I mean? She got a little video out there, a little bathroom video, man. You know what I mean? Out there on YouTube, you can go check the little chick out, man. See what she look like. Right. But that make the bitch dumb. Bitch, you fuck with a snitch, so bitch, you can't be right. You get what I'm talking about? Understand me? Real niggas don't do that shit. Bitch, you know what I mean? Got shot up, got caught up. nigga, all the bitches gonna beat your ass. You better stay around that nigga, cause nigga, you got a bad look on life, nigga. For real, y'all. You know, that nigga is not cut from the right cloth, my nigga. For real, nigga. And everybody who keep looking at him, his rants and all that snitch shit he talk about, man, it lets me know that we have a billion of whoever follow him. People really like snitching. Y'all niggas is born rats. God damn it. You born snitching. You like that shit. You and you are interested in this nigga lifestyle of snitching. Nigga, use a dummy. Nigga, you need to go and burn in hell with him, nigga. Straight up on everything. Trust me when I tell you that. Nigga, I told you it's real spit Atlanta, my nigga. Ain't no goddamn cutting no cones around here, dog. Hey man, the nigga is a rat, dog. That shit ain't that ain't clear, that ain't cool, that ain't gangster, that ain't hard, that ain't smart, it's dumb as fuck. Like nigga, you scathing shit by the skin of your fucking teeth, bruh. You really ain't ran across no real niggas who really don't fuck with you, don't even they don't mind you, dog. I'll tell you something. Niggas I know don't even about niggas. Who the fuck are you? We know nigga, you got to be Instagram famous, my nigga, because you have no street credibility, dog. None whatsoever. At nobody neighborhood, in nobody town. You get what I'm trying to tell you? Nigga might know me from another hood in another city and tell you, oh yeah, that nigga 100. Can't tell you no flaw shit about him because he done fuck with me. Only one, nigga, can't nobody say that shit about you, homie. You flawed all the way through. Now this little bitch, oh man, she gotta be flawed too. Cause y'all some fucked up ass niggas out here in the world. But back on the more news, man. What else? Trump cancels Goodyear tires as his campaign against cancel culture. Hey man, that man, I don't even want to talk more, man. That man, that's stupid as hell, man. Hey man, I don't know what the fuck, man. 11 states approved to offer extra $300 weekly unemployment plan. Okay, all right, for those that still on the grind trying to get to it, those who sadly have not been able to find employment opportunities through these hard times, 11 states approved to offer extra $300 weekly unemployment benefits. Arizona, Colorado, Idaho, Ohio, Louisiana, Maryland, Missouri, Montana, New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Utah, okay, were the first to be approved for the extra $300 a week in federal unemployment benefits. South Dakota is a lone state so far to decline the assistance created by President Donald Trump in the recent executive measure, okay? So, what's up with the other states? I have no idea. So those people who are not in those 11 states and your state is acting like this, you might need to call your state representative, your state governor, and find out what the hell is going on. You know what I'm saying? Because it is hard times. It is for real. People are out here struggling. And if they don't get right, man, and stop acting like jackasses, man, it's gonna be a lot more shit that's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? I wanna say shouts out to all small businesses that at this point in time sadly had to close down their doors due to slow business, no business. No customer movement, none of that. My hats go off to you guys. You know, I always say it's always more than one way to skin a cat. You get what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to go backwards two steps to make five steps forward. So, you know, you guys who had those storefronts and those doors open, don't think that it's over. You know, never feel that it's over, okay? Like I say, man, you know, more than one way to skin a cat, pimp. So, you know, sometimes you got to get back to the basics. You understand me? You know, serving back out your trunk. You know what I'm trying to tell you? I mean, open up pop-up shops on the block on certain weekends. Go different. You got to step out your old realm now that you was used to and confined in, being in that storefront, in that store. Now you got to get back down to grind mode. You get what I'm saying? Now, if you're a business owner, I don't care if you are upscale, middle class, or low class. You know what grind mode is if you are a business owner. That's when you get out the mud with it. That's when you go and do your own promotion. That's when you go and you get samples out. That's when you go and offer your services at different point of time. When you had your storefront, you didn't have to offer those services. You get what I'm saying? So now you got to just go back to the basics. So all my small business owners that sadly had to close your doors down, your storefront doors down, business is not over with. Please don't think business is over with. You know what I'm saying? Social media, internet, man, you can sell every product that you have probably 10 times or 20 times more than your storefront could. Just build your great website. I guarantee you can reach more than the people that came through your store last year if you go hard at it right now. Trust in me, this will happen. By the Most High word, you just gotta grind, baby. You understand me, man? You know, like I say, man, this is real spit alone, man. I ain't gonna never shoot no shit to bring you down, pimp. I always shoot some shit to bring you up. And I ain't never gonna shoot no flaw shit to you, pimp. I always shoot some 110 toe down shit to you. You understand me? So, let's see what else is going on in the world of that, man. I know the Braves, and the Nationals are playing. I'll check that game out in a minute, man. You know, but, oh yeah, it's always a commercial break, man. Don't forget to go and check out HustlersTillWeDieEntertainment.com. Go pick up your latest hot joints from your boy Player Suede. You know what I mean? Mr. PS3000, aka Mr. Gotta Go Get It, also known as Left Wrist Shawty. You get what I'm trying to tell you? You understand me? If you get a chance, go online, IG or Facebook, or holler at Hoagie Shack, you know what I mean, LLC. Go get you a nice sandwich. Need some music for your next event and your party, go holler at my boys, the Mixtape Monsters, man. Get you some of them USBs they got, man. Keep your party flowing for hours and hours and hours. Fuck a DJ. You can take a DJ wherever you want to go. We got them right though. You can make your DJ sweep up from old school to new school, then slow jams, and then throw it back to new school. Man, just go holler at the Mixtape Monsters, man. They got billions and billions of USBs, man. Hey, what else is in the world, babe? You know, I just come to y'all with real shit, man. Real spit, man. You know. So, I was in the store the other day, right? And a youngin' walked up to me, right? A little young, you know, little nephew. You know, I call all my youngest nephews and shit out there in the streets. You know what I'm saying? So, one nephew walked up to Aunt. He's like, Aunt, what's happening? You know, I got that whoop, whoop, whoop. Like, no, dog, I'm Gucci, you know what I mean? Because, you know, I was Gucci, you know, I'm Gucci. I'm straight, bro. No, Uncle, you need to fuck with me. See, now you're getting out of character, right? Businessman handles his business, see? Posting and broadcasting the way you was and doing, you stepped out of pocket, dog. I told you I was copacetic, I was Gucci. See, a real player would be like, all right, Uncle, I got you understand? But shit, take my digits down in case you whoop, then I probably would have did it. And fuck with you on the rebound. But your mouthpiece and your out-of-pocketness, you know what I mean? I can't fuck with a nigga like you. I ain't known to fuck with niggas like you. You get what I'm trying to tell you? I cut niggas off like you. You get what I'm saying? They be old niggas who do the shit. So young niggas, I don't even want to bring them niggas around me who do ignorant shit. You know what I'm trying to tell you? That's just me, pimp. I ain't trying to say nothing about nobody. I'm just saying that's just the cloth I'm cut from. You know what I'm saying? That cloth is probably different than the cloth you cut from. The niggas who raised you probably like that shit. They woo woo loud, get all that shit, man. I don't woo woo woo, man. I don't do that shit. Be honest with you, I probably got one homeboy who do it consistently. But this my nigga though, so you know. Now, and I tell him, bro, you ain't gotta do that all the time. But that's just his character, a person, and I wonder why he do it, but you know, it's overshoots my head. It's got to a point where nigga, you's a grown ass man. I gotta love you for who you is. You my partner, right? So he's not a terrible person at all. He's a good A1 type nigga, man. I call a nigga at 6 in the morning, tell him nigga bring that chopper, nigga. He bringing the chopper, nigga. I call a nigga, say, hey nigga, I'm fucked up and need a jump, nigga. The nigga gonna come and give me a jump, nigga. You know what I'm trying to tell you? So he is an A1 nigga. He is, but the nigga just do, nah, I mean, some un-A1 shit at times. But you know, we all do un-A1 shit at times. You know, meditation. Yeah, I put it like that. My medical meditation, medicinal meditation mode. You know what I'm trying to tell you? From this cataracts and this anger and this anxiety shit I got and all this other shit and sleeplessness and, you know, insomnia, all this shit I got, I use this medicinal shit to style my, because, you know, everything I do, I ain't A1. You know what I'm trying to tell you? Sorry, I just bumped into the mic. Then I ain't mean to bump to the mic. But it all ain't A1, man. You know what I mean? I do have my flaws and everybody else has their flaws. But long as you know your flaws, and you can say your flaws publicly. You know, I can say my flaws publicly. You know what I'm saying? And I like to gamble. I'm a gambling motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? You know, I let's see the. I think the more I stepped away from that life, I had to find something else to excite me. Because anything about the life that excited me was the money. You know what I'm trying to tell you? It was just the non-stop, you know, getting at it. Just the grind was the excitement for me. It wasn't nothing else. It wasn't the bitches. It wasn't going out to the clubs. I did do a lot of that shit. It was just having the bread. You know what I'm trying to tell you? Because I really didn't do shit. You know what I'm saying? The money, I fucked up. Oh, man, I fucked up at the clubs. I fucked up on women. You know, I fucked up on just living. You know what I'm saying? When you start to do things, when you in that world, man, you know, money just comes. So you start just doing shit, buying shit that don't make sense. You know what I'm trying to tell you? I was buying shit that didn't really have value once you bought it. But I was young and dumb. You know what I'm trying to tell you? My big partner told me a couple of times, hey, man, start doing that. But I was young and dumb. You know, money was coming. I didn't listen to him. I should have listened to him. He tried to guide me. That's big Don Julio. What's happening, brother? You know, Don Corleone, how you doing, sir? Yeah, he did. You know, when I was young, he used to tell me, you know, bro, you know, we did crazy shit like this when I was younger, so don't you do the same shit. But lo and behold, that same night, two nights later, I go and make some regrets and go and spend them within the next day or two. You know what I'm trying to tell you? The shit didn't matter. Because I knew I was going to get a chance to go get it again. So, you know, I pay homage to all my OG niggas, man, you know, that really fuck with the kid, you know what I mean? They really tried to fuck with, well, not tried, but fuck with the kid, because, you know, I got some real OG homies. If I bump into them on the street corner, they're like, oh, nephew, what's happening, man? Where you been at? Woo, woo, woo. And they know my face card has always been the same, man. I ain't never changed, man. I'm the same type nigga, man. I'm gonna be me, I'm about me. You know, I love life, love family. You know what I mean? Hope and wish everybody getting great, man. I hope everybody do good in life. You know what I'm trying to tell you? You know what I mean? But one thing for sure in life, I'm going to do good. Because I'm not going to be fucking with a nigga that want to do good and don't want me to do good. Understand me? That ain't the nigga I want to kick it with. You know what I mean? I hope that ain't the nigga you want to kick it with. You know what I'm trying to tell you? Because a nigga like that, homeboy, that where that SA say crab, that where that sand come from, crab in a bucket. When a nigga get to the top, a nigga want to pull him down. Still allowing that nigga at the top to help you come up. So, I don't fuck with nigga. Yo, really, I really don't, dog. You know, niggas know how I am. Niggas know how I be. I go out, man. I got to vent, man. I vent on motherfuckers on time. Understand me? To get the fuck on, tell nigga what the fuck I'm talking about. But you know, so I don't really deal with, you know, fuckery too much. And I think it's in my blood too. My uncle ain't never deal with fucker growing up. You know what I mean? He always his crew was a handful of niggas that he still got them handful of niggas to the day, man. You know what I'm trying to tell you? It's certain cats that come along and I don't know how long they last, but the ones who survive and obtain into the order, into the circle, man, they last for a while and they cook big shit, you know. I kick it with them. They know I kick it with them, so they kick it with my uncle. They know I'm beside them. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Oh, yeah, what's up, Uncle Mikhail? How you doing? So, you know, they know, shit. I may not see my uncle often, but when I'm on beside him, they know I got it back. You know, ain't nothing gonna move without me saying so. And they gonna tell y'all the real chop, got it? Didn't let Mike get a chop, got it? He got it, he'll handle it. You know what I mean? So, y'all already know what it is, man. But it's about that intermission time real fast. So I finna take me a quick little 5 seconds, 5-10. Really, I'm gonna take me like a 5-minute commercial break, mentally, but commercial break. It ain't gonna be nothing but quick second. Y'all ain't gotta worry about it. And then I'm coming right back after this. And then we're gonna do this thing. Hey, well, we're gonna talk about some more real shit in Atlanta, man. I thank everybody once again to tune in to your boy Player Sway. That's Mr. Gotta Go Get It. Y'all already know, man. You know, Mr. PS3000. You know what I mean? You know, Left Wrist Shouted. That's what they say. Hey, man, your BM, Night Dream or Daydream. You know what I'm trying to tell you? That's what she think about for real. You understand me? When they say PS, oh, yeah, that's what she talking about. You know. And in that letter, when she PS, that ain't for you, bro. That's for me. It's just, no, mentally, you know. It's left me, you know, we can just do that shit without saying that shit. You know what I'm trying to tell you? So, back on some more shit in 1 second, man. Everybody go get you something to drink, man. Go put you one together. You know how I speak about it, man. Go get your mental metabolism and your mind right. And go get your meditation stick ready to be blowed. And we going to come back again in a quick second after this commercial break. And we're going to talk about some real A-Town spit like we always do. Every time you come on and you check in with your boy, man. You understand me, man? So be calm, be cool, man. And I'll be right back, baby. You know I will, man. I miss you too much to leave you alone like this, man. I got to come back to you, man. Understand me? Every time you see me, you're going to be like, damn, glad he came back. You know what I mean? Every time you hear the tone of his voice, she already said it make a mess. So I'm going to keep coming back to her for more and more, baby. So hey, I'll be better to you, man. You know what I mean? Stay tuned, man. Real Spit Atlanta, boy. It's your boy Player Sway, pimpin'. You already know, man. Hey, man, you already know, buddy. Back again with a friend, man. Tell a friend to tune on in, man. This your boy, Player Sway. Yes, sir. PS3000, dog. Back at you one more time with Real Spit Atlanta, baby. Hey, you already know. What else going on? About the NBA, y'all know the playoffs are going on right now. Live in the fit right now, we got Dallas Mavericks and the LA Clippers. Hey, man, you heard last night LeBron lost the first time ever in the first round of a playoff game. Hey, man, goddamn, history was made last night, man. Look at LeBron. He's going to have a hard uphill battle, man. I know he King James, but, dog, hey, man, it's a lot of more players out there who hungry too, dog. They want the ring too, baby. They want to hold it up too in the air, baby. Know what I mean? So, good luck and best hopes and wishes to all them fellas out there that are trying to get that NBA Finals Championship during this pandemic. Hey, man, it's crazy. Y'all been watching the games, man. Y'all see how the crowd look, man. Hey, NBA, send me some tickets, man. I want to come to the championship game, man. You know, tune in to Real Spit Atlanta, man. And send me some tickets, man. Send Player Sway some tickets, man. I want to be right there behind the home team, whoever the home team is. I'm gonna be right behind. Now I wanna be on the fan. So you know me, man, I just talk a lot of smack, man. Hey, understand me, man. This your boy Player Sway, PS3000. Hey, what else going on in the world today, man? See what's up with my Braves, man. Y'all been checking out my Braves. Y'all know my Braves go. Tell what's going on with Atlanta Braves right now. You know I'm a Braves fan. I'm a Atlanta Braves fan all the way. I'm a Braves fan always be Atlanta's fan. Amen. Good to be honest with y'all, man. My favorite team, man. I love my Falcons. I love my Hawks, man. I love my Bulldogs, man. I love my dogs, man. You know, hey, man, I love my dogs, man. Can't never lie. Oh, yeah, the London-Washington game has been postponed. You know what I mean? I like the rain, man. It's thunder and lightning out here in Atlanta, man. It's going digital, so. Hey, man. The weather is bad up here. You know, I just had to goddamn bring one of the pet bulls on the other side of the house because I was scared. So let's see here, man. I guess we'll be watching the NBA for the rest of the night. We won't turn it into my Braves. Oh, yeah, man. As I was saying, man. Oh, yeah, I'm a Dreams fan. I'm a Atlanta United fan. I grew to become a Georgia Tech fan. Now, let me explain this to you guys. I am a Southern cat, okay? I don't know what it is in us, but we breed SEC. I don't know. Now, I have never been keen to ACC. No, I haven't. The Atlantic Division, Conference, Coastal Division, Conference, whatever. The ACC, whatever it stands for. Southeastern Conference. That's what I read. You know what I'm saying? Not Atlantic Coast Conference. I know we on the same, but SEC. Because we produce running backs. We produce linebackers. We produce linemen. We produce all around. And that triple option shit at Georgia Tech was goddamn blowing me out the fucking water, man. I hated that shit. Yeah, I could never do that shit. That shit never runs right when you playing NCAA football and college ball. That shit don't never look right. It's just slow. It's like when they know you finna do the triple option, you have nothing else. And you do nothing else, but that was like the dumbest era of... I hated that. It didn't. I don't know why they did that for so long. I don't know why they kept that shit going like that. Like, once you know, like, after 2 years, everybody know that that's the only thing you're gonna do is a triple option, and your quarterback never throws the ball. He always just... No. So, like I said, I never have really been a Georgia Tech ACC fan. But now, since I'm getting older, you know, I rap more and more. I'm getting more in tune with the games a little bit more, and had some kin folks playing at Georgia Tech, so you know, I started watching, and I root Georgia Tech too, because like I say, it's a Georgia team. So I'm down with Kennesaw State, I'm down with Clark, I'm down with Savannah State. Hey man, you know I'm a Wildcat for life, man. You know I'm always rep a Fort Valley Wildcat, man. You know what I mean? Peach County pimp, understand me. I'm always up y'all, so y'all ain't never got to worry about none of that shit down there, man. You know, it's all the way. You know, we ran through mud and did a lot of things down there, and I respect y'all because y'all 100, and y'all been 100 with me forever. So check this out here, man. Now, I'm more of what they call a players fan. I have players in other teams, basketball teams and baseball teams, for what I like, but I never root a team. You know what I'm saying? I'm the type of nigga, I wish they come play for Atlanta, whoever they is. You know what I mean? Atlanta has a bad rep with getting players, star players, because we always get them on their downhill. So I say that, but Gurley, you ain't on your downhill yet, son. Gurley, Todd Gurley, boy, I watched you all through Georgia, and now you back in Georgia. Boy, if you don't come up here and act a motherfucking donkey, you know what I'm talking about? Straight jackass donkey, pimp. Understand me when you get on that field. My nigga, you better act a straight donkey on that field. You better put you in a buying frame when you was running back in a goddamn Georgia Southeast Conference Bowl at the Dome, my nigga. Hey, put your feet up on your ass, man. Let's get this train moving up the road, pimp. Understand me? We gonna get this thing going. Julio, heard you drop the ball in training camp, bro. Come on, man. Stop doing that shit for the cameras, man. Stop dropping goddamn fumbling with balls for the cameras, man. Kevin Ridley, y'all already know, man. Keep that thing going. JD Garrett, hey, man. I always want to call you the I ain't want to call you the Hammer, because, you know, that was your pop name, the Hammer. So I got to come up with a good hood name. You know what I mean? The Door Stopper. You know what I mean? The Front Door Stopper. You the Front Door Stopper. Your daddy was the Hammer, and you the Front Door Stopper, my nigga. You don't let nobody come through the front door. So Greater Jared, the Front Door Stopper. That's what you is. You stop niggas at the front door. You understand me? You don't let nobody get through the front door. You know what I mean? So I respect you on that, because your daddy was the Hammer. So, hey, man, this Falcon Squad, man, you know, we ready, man. The city is, we need this inspiration of y'all coming out here and playing. Man, we don't need that bullshit this year, man. We need y'all to go out here and go for it, man. You know, I already know. It's been years after years, last 2 years, that, oh, man, we got a superstar team. We got a great team. Oh, man, we're supposed to go so far. And something always fucks up. Yeah, players get hurt on defense. Something happens. You know, it's football. It's what we go through. It's football. It's the odds and ends of the game. But last 2 years, man, we lost a lot of games that we should have had won. No lie. You know, if you're a Falcons fan, you can look at stats, and we could never hold it up on the second half of the game. People coming back. We couldn't hold people, stop people from fucking scoring. We just a lot of shit that was going on with the Falcons that fucked our season. Last 2-3 years. Trust me, last 2-3 years, that shit's been going on. So this is what I tell you right here. This year, 2020, Super Bowl 2021, coronavirus year, COVID-19 football, right? Good for how much they gonna say, but man, I don't need y'all to come out here and act a fucking plain out donkey on these folks, man. You know what I'm saying? Our team has been together long enough. Defense done jailed long enough. Offense done been jailed long enough. Offensive linemen, just give them enough time. Give them enough time to get in their breaks. When they cut that break, when they hit that first cut, you got to get them in at least 3 steps to outburn, because you know you got fast receivers. Let them outburn. Hold up your block. Protect that boy Matt Ryan. You know what I'm saying? Matt, when you see shit coming to you, man, don't let your knees touch each other. Don't buckle, okay? Don't let nobody put the fear of God in you when you see a fucking run lineman or something come back at you, man. You know what I'm saying? Smart, I said, hit the nigga in the nuts with the ball. Do something crazy, you know what I mean? Something stupid. That was an old movie. I'm stupid, man. But hey, man, don't let your knees touch each other. Don't do that rock shit back and forth with you. Don't do that. Don't do that, brother. Because every time you do that, you lose your footing. Every time you see somebody coming, you get that rocking going on, your knees buckle. They come together, and you lose your footing, dog. I've been watching. You don't believe me? Go play the tape. Look at yourself when you finna get sacked or somebody finna look. Watch how your knees come together. Don't let them do that. All right, get the fuck out of the way. Hey, countdown. Get the fuck out of the way. I know you ain't fast, Matt, but get the fuck out of the way. I don't give a fuck. If you don't make number 2-4 yards, nigga, that's better than you getting sacked 2-4 yards behind line scrimmage, okay? Nigga, if you don't see it in a time frame for you to release that goddamn ball, or you know when he finna cut and you release that ball, he gonna be there, take the fuck off. One gap, one spiral flat, turn sideways, go. You know what I mean? It don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? My dog is always just, hey, man, we got to put everything on tape right now. So, like I say, Matt Ryan, do not let your knees buckle this year, man. Please don't, man. We already going through this COVID-19 shit, man. We need inspiration around the city. So I need the Falcons to come on and do what we do. Hawks didn't get a chance to go to the fucking playoffs. See, I can scream out every other team in the playoffs except for Hawks. I'm not saying anything about my Hawks. They're young. They're young. They are young. They're young. But we still need that hellified nigga on the Hawks, man. Capella was a good pick. I like everything we got. All the young. I like Reddish. I like everything we got out there. Hunter. I like Ty. Hey man, we got a good squad. We just missing one key element to the whole aspect of the game. That's all we missing for the Hawks. One more player. One more we need that shit talking, that hard. We need that Dennis Rodman player. We need that Draymond Green on the Hawks. We don't have that person yet. We need that goddamn Thor Botegabo nigga. You know what I'm saying? We need him. Once we get that element to the team, then I think the Hawks will make some motherfucking back playing to the playoffs. Because it's been a while since we even had a chance to see the Eastern Conference playoff, and I'm fucking upset about that shit. What the fuck, the Hawks are not in it. I don't know what the fuck is going on. But like I say, go Hawks. True to Atlanta, baby. I'm always rock with the squad. God. Win, lose, or tie, nigga. You know what I'm trying to tell you? I'm rocking with my Hawks. My Falcons. My Dreams. My United. You know what I'm saying? My Bulldogs. My Jackets. Just a Georgia dog, man. I'm just a Georgia out the red clay buddy, man. You know what I'm trying to tell you? I'm just going to shoot the shit the way the shit supposed to be shot to you, pimp. Understand me? That's all I can do to you, man. You know what I mean? All I can give you, baby. Just real shit, baby, you know. It's just a PH3000 spinning shit to you, man. So, we're going to get back into some action right here, man. I'm trying to see if I can get some... go take a music intervention real fast. We're gonna play out some jams real fast, man. And gonna get something rocking right now. Coming to you right now, out the Hustle Till We Die Entertainment, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Repertoire, your boy Player Swizzle, Player Sway, you understand me? We gonna see what we gonna drop this time. Oh man, we finna drop this new one right here. Another hot hit, you know what I mean? Slinger for you. How Big Facts, No Cap, coming from your boy Player Swizzle, man, Player Sway, off that Hustle Till We Die Entertainment, you know what I mean? Loyalty over everything, you know what I mean? The brand, you know what I mean? Butler Enterprise, you know what I'm trying to tell you? Hey, man, Jay-Z gave me the plan, baby, you know what I mean? Make yourself a business. I am my business, you know what I mean? Trademark my name, bitch, you know what I mean? Like Butler Enterprise, you know what I mean? It's a B.E. Yo, what? A BE brand. That's what you think Butler Enterprise is. It's a BE brand, nigga. BE. That's his number. You know what I mean? Hey, man. I'm stupid with this shit, man. I mean, JR, man. Hey, man. Hey, this is just me, man. I trademarked my name, man. So my name itself is a business. The thing I put my name on, it's a fucking business, man. If I do anything up under my name, doing work as my business, pimp. Thank you, Jay, for the insight, man. You gave a nigga some true game. Most niggas ain't listen to you. They understand your lyrics. But I listen to lyrics. I just ride the beats. But I listen to the lyrics. You know what I'm trying to tell you, pimp? So here we go with Big Fast No Cap, man, from your boy Player Sway.
Big facts, no cap. I know they sexy, shawty.
Big facts, no cap.
I hate to run. lost weight and came back. Yo, girl gon' love that. I ain't gotta roll that. To the flow gon' push that. This beat gon' rock that. Made people do the bop dance. Tell the baby I like that. I might just bite that. Break the beats, rock a hot hat. Make girl look back at it. Just thought it gon' be, nigga. Still too deep in these streets, nigga. Cougar right beside me. I ain't worried about no beef, nigga. Tell you I'm a setting the baby. Damn right. Money shit. Forever make it. Snake, nigga. Forever shake. Bad bitch. Forever take her. Boom, boom. Further float on the south side like cloud smoke. Now the market changed from the word of smoke. My stars just rose. Yo ho. Just shows a gun. Properties to unload a quarter million off the floor. Affiliated with bosses to run the city. Shit is pretty. Battle deals with shit. It's really gritty. Money's plenty. Yo, big fat stoke girl. What's all right? Big fat stoke girl.
Yeah, man, it's your boy Player Sway, man, coming at you, man. And that's that little hit, man, called Big Fats No Cap, man, coming to you, man, off the re-up volume one mixtape dropping soon from your boy, man, Player Sway. Need everybody to go be on the lookout and be looking out for it. Right now, though, I need you to go on here to subscribe and go and follow. You know what I mean? Go check me out, man, at Player Sway on IG. You can follow Real Spit Atlanta at Real Spit Atlanta on IG. That's Real Spit _ Atlanta. You know what I'm trying to talk about? If you want to support your homie, you know what I mean? A grinding artist, you can go ahead and purchase any of my music at HustlersTillWeDieEntertainment.com. You know what I'm saying? If you can go buy your blunt, you can buy a song. You know what I'm trying to tell you, pimp? All my DJs fuck with me, my nigga. I got a hot new strip club banger, man. We're going to get to that next, man. I've been getting good reviews on this one, so it's called Don't Move. Coming to you right now hard, man, from your boy Player Sway. You're going to rock this for a quick second. And we're going to see what it's really about, man. I need everybody to stay tuned, man. Pay attention to this one right here called Don't Move. You go call your stripper to tell her to kill a friend, tell a friend to go tell the DJ to get this in to the rotation so you can make some money, man, because this one right here is going to play you for a good 3 minutes or something, and it's banging, and your booty going to bounce to it, right, and everybody going to dance to it, and the nigga going to be like, hey, man, tell him play a song so I can see you do that move again one more time. You understand me, man? Trust me when I'm telling you this. So coming to you right now is that new strip club banger brought to you, presented to you by, you know what I mean, Player Sway. I mean, coming straight from Hustle 2 We Die Entertainment. That LOE shit, you know what I mean? Loyalty over everything in the brand, bitch. Some BE shit, Butler Enterprise. Check it out. Here we go. Don't move.
Y'all already know, man, this Player Sway, man. You know?
Kevin, this is nice.
They beat me, but I don't want to lose, man. Told her I'll go to the front. Tell the hoe, go to the floor. Hey, next to the stage, every bad bitch. Plus the ones got ass deal. Fuck it, bring up the average. This one here, let them have it. So dead the cheeks plus the ratchet. Go ahead, girl, make that ass clap. So the sucker nigga, you get nasty. Let them hate the bitch, know they in last place. Like a Lamborghini in a fast lane. Go ahead, baby, do your own thing. Turn the whole club to a hurricane. Take a look in the ceiling, watch some money rain. Kings of Diamond, Miami. Gold diggers ain't Houston. Made this one right here. So all y'all get loose to these things and games in LA. Charms off in Detroit. Respect bitch done one. Young player, young church. Paper rain in Brooklyn. Purple diamond in Memphis. One thing to believe. A young nigga out here getting it all.
Tell the limit to go live. Tell the limit to go live. Tell the limit to go live. Tell the hoe go to the floor. Tell the hoe go to the floor. Tell the hoe go to the floor. Hey, don't move for the pipe, but this girl. Hey, don't move for the pipe, but this girl.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, man. Hey, man, that's new hot, new single, man, strip club single, man, called Don't Move, man. I need everybody to go holler at your strip club DJ, your club DJ. Tell them to go goddamn get that, download that, man. Go get that goddamn Don't Move, man. Tell them they got a bunket in the club. All my strippers, I fuck with you. You get what I'm trying to tell you? I come holler at you. I come see you one night. You just tell the DJ to drop that one for them and pimp. Understand that. Hey, man, it's almost been my hour, man, and everybody done stayed tuned in with your boy, man, Player Sway, man. I appreciate that, man. Everybody, man, you already know how real I fuck with the world, man. I fuck with 100 niggas 100 ways, man. Give me the time back. But, shit, it's almost the end of my hour session with y'all, man. So I'm giving my shots out to all my people. What's happening to my Hustle Till We Die family? What's going on? What's popping with everybody? What's up to my LOE clan? What's up, what's up, what's up, mom? My 247 family, what's popping with you boys? How you doing? Commercial shots out, man. Go get you a snack at the Hoagie Shack. Understand me? Let your party rock with the mixtape mobsters. Get what I'm trying to tell you, pimp. Let's see what else in the world, man. Shit, you can if you got catering party orders, man, you can holler at Pig and Chops Catering, man. And me, following on IG, man, Pigs and Chops Catering, man. You know, shit, that's your boy, man. Hell, I got hands and everything. See what else going on, man. I just want to shout out to all my family, man, that done tuned in to Real Spit Atlanta. I appreciate y'all, man. Follow, man, tell a friend to tell a friend to get what you can, man, and go ahead and listen in, man. I be spitting some real shit, you know. You know, we can just talk shit sometimes. You can call me, I can call you. I don't give a damn. What else? Shouts out to all my youngins out there that's out there doing what it do. You already know what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? Everything known ain't got to be said. So keep everything moving, pimp. You know what I mean? What else? Shit. Hey, man. Let the Most High bless everybody, man. Everybody keep your head focused, man. Don't believe the naysayers, man. Nigga tell you can't do it, then he can't do it his goddamn self. That's why he's telling you you can't do it. You understand me? A nigga who don't want you to succeed will tell you you can't do it. You know what I'm saying? When the simple fact is he can't do it. You know what I mean? Nigga, see you shining or trying to shine or trying to step up and do something and he can't do it. So, you know, he want to say you can't do it. So tell them niggas to fuck themselves. You know what I'm trying to tell you? And tell a nigga, you know, I tell niggas like this, my dog. I've been shooting game out my mouth for a long time, ever since I was tree high, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? High to a tree trunk, you know what I mean? Shit, I was baby, I always had to give a gab, pimp. So me shooting this shit on the microphone ain't nothing. I signed my deal, like I said, when I was 14, pimp. So I've been doing this a while. So nigga, please stay in your lane and don't get in mines, pimp. You know what I mean? I ain't do this for clout. A fame, a fan, nigga. I did. It was just me, my nigga. When I was in fucking middle school, I used to sing R&B. You get what I'm trying to tell you, nigga? I used to fucking rad top and shit in fucking school dancing, nigga. So I've been through every element of music, dancing, R&B, rapping, nigga. So please, do not tell. Please don't be in a lane that you ain't supposed to be in, my nigga. Just because you ride another nigga coattail and then they open you somewhere and got you, nigga, please, nigga, Please, nigga, it's not your character, dog. It's not you. You ain't cut from a cloth like the fuck I. You're, it's not. It's not you, dog. It's not you. So, I am finna leave on this great note and saying, everybody be blessed. Stay safe. Wear your mask. Social distance. Hey, man, and go out and vote this year. Please. So we will not have to go through the bullshit that we going through with White House and goddamn Hill up there at Capitol Hill, them jackasses up there, and they don't give a damn about the people who they supposed to protect. So that's what I'm trying to tell y'all, man. Go out and vote in November. Like I say, if you know an old person that can't get to the voting spots, help them out, help them get to it, man. This pandemic is real. Please wear your mask, wash your hands, social distance. If you don't need to go nowhere, don't go nowhere. I know situations fucked up with the government not doing a stimulus plan, so some people gotta do what they gotta do. You gotta get the money, you gotta pay the mortgage, you gotta goddamn grind. People don't wanna be up on the hill. So my nigga, please be safe when you out there doing what you do, man. You throwing your thizzle, man. Please keep it safe, man. Still be safe while you getting to the money. So but besides that, it's been my hour. I love you people. You get what I'm trying to tell you? I always tell y'all this. So I hope you love me back. And stay tuned, man, to another episode of Real Spit Atlanta, bro, with your homie, Player Sway. You know I'm trying to tell you, Mr. Gotta Go Get It. Left wrist shouty. What I say? Yeah, I already know, man. Hey, man, I'll see y'all on the next episode. Holla back.